Some experts feared that the trauma of September 11th would leave millions of Americans vulnerable to serious mental disorders. The rates have been high in New York, but a new study finds that by and large that hasn't been the case in other parts of the country. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Researchers already knew that there were high rates of post-traumatic stress disorder in New York City, but they'd looked at people living in the lower part of Manhattan, within several miles of the World Trade Center. Psychologist William Schlanger expanded the boundaries. He and his colleagues looked at residents throughout New York City and its suburbs as well. Even in that much broader area, they found high rates of people experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
The prevalence of PTSD is higher than might have otherwise been thought, particularly in New York, and that's a problem that may well be with us for a while.
Schlanger estimates that 2 months after the attacks, some 500,000 people were dealing with PTSD, and that half of those may face the disorder off and on for the rest of their lives. That means lives debilitated by things like nightmares, flashbacks, and emotional numbness. Schlanger is a psychologist at the Research Triangle Institute in North Carolina. He started studying PTSD in Vietnam veterans 20 years ago. At the time, researchers couldn't even agree there was such a thing. That debate is pretty much over, and today there are drugs and therapies. Schlanger's study is published in this week's issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. It looked for PTSD outside of New York as well.
The mental health of the rest of the country is the good news of this, which is the mental health of the rest of the country is good.
Schlanger found no elevation in stress disorders nationwide, even in the other city that was the target for attack, Washington, D.C. And that has researchers wondering why. Psychiatrist Bob Ursano has been studying victims of the attack on the Pentagon. He thinks the biggest difference is the nature of the targets.
I think the Washington attack was very much experienced as being on the military and directed at the Pentagon. The military is both a part of and frequently seen as apart from the rest of the nation. And I think the rest of Washington felt somewhat less of the life threat experience.
At the Pentagon, about 189 men and women died. More than 2,800 were killed at the World Trade Center. So a person living in New York was far more likely to know someone who died or escaped the terror attacks. And it's people with that kind of direct experience who are most likely to continue to deal with disabling stress. Ursano heads the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Health Sciences in Bethesda, Maryland. He says researchers know, from studying other traumas, that it's not always easy to predict who will suffer mental health problems and who won't.
From studies in Oklahoma City, we know that direct exposures to large impact, large life threat events, there'll be a substantial number of people who develop problems. And of those people developing problems, perhaps 40% never had a problem before. So these are truly new cases.
Ursano says September 11 offers another important mental health lesson, one that's more encouraging.
Perhaps the biggest story is to note the resiliency of the populations. That it's the strength of the human spirit to respond in the face of these events that is most striking.
Americans now may be feeling less safe, but Ursano says they've adjusted to that without the high numbers of serious mental health problems that many experts predicted in September. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.